Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thank you for being here. Our number today and every day on The Bright Side, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you just want to contribute to the conversation, or if you have a health challenge that you need help with, you or a loved one needs help with, we are here for you, and we love hearing from you on The Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll be speaking to Dr. Keisha Gaither, OBGYN, and Director of Perinatal Services at NYC, New York City Health. We'll be talking about pregnancy, pandemic pregnancy issues, and also nutrition and supplementation for a healthy pregnancy. That's Dr. Keisha Gaither at the bottom of the hour, and we'll get to your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for more information, and ask about joining the Bright Side Ben team. If you're an entrepreneur, or you like the entrepreneur lifestyle, or you want to have a home-based business, work out of your home, make a little spare change, or have a full-time job and be your own boss, the longevity business opportunity is something that you definitely want to take a look at. You can help change the world and make some money at the same time. And when I say change the world, I am literally talking about changing the world at the most fundamental and basic level there is, which is the level of good health and nutrition. Call 866-735-2470. Tell me you want to join the Bright Side Ben team, or click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Okay, 844-236-6010 is our number on the Bright Side. Dr. Keisha Gaither, Director of Perinatal Services, will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about healthy pregnancy. And I want to continue talking about the thyroid and fiber and the FODMAPS diet. Yesterday we said that the FODMAPS diet is the ideal way to live if you are dealing with something called small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, if you find yourself bloated or discomfort or experiencing discomfort or perhaps loose stools or diarrhea or perhaps constipation even. There's a very good chance, if you're dealing with these problems after you eat sugary foods, starchy foods, bready kind of pasta foods, aside from gluten. I'm not just talking about gluten here, but if you're eating gluten-free and you just feel uncomfortable and bloated, or dried fruits, or any fruits, the chances are pretty good that you will benefit from what is called the low FODMAPS diet, F-O-D-M-A-P-S. FODMAPS is an acronym that stands for F, fermentable, O, oligo, D, di, M, mono, P, polyol, saccharides, basically sugars. These are all the different kinds of sugars. Yesterday we talked about the polyol sugars. In pharmacy, the polyol sugars are notorious or well known for causing digestive health issues, the most famous of which is called sorbitol. You've seen it in sugar-free sweeteners, or I should say sugar-free candies. There's lots of diabetic-friendly candies that you can buy. If you go to chocolate shops or candy shops, you'll see chocolates that are made diabetic-friendly or sugar-free, and usually they will contain a polyol. The most common polyol is sorbitol, and sorbitol is well known in the world of pharmacy for causing digestive distress. And when I was in pharmacy school and they told us about sorbitol, they weren't really talking about the FODMAPs diet, and they weren't really talking about SIBO, but they knew that when people, diabetics especially, tried to use sorbitol as a sweetener, they wouldn't feel so good. Now we know that it's because these fermentable and polyol sugars, these sugar alcohols, feed bacteria in the small intestine. If you already have a problem with bacteria in the small intestine, so-called dysbiosis, which I've said so many times over the years, is always behind health challenges. Always, with a capital A, dysbiosis, messed up gut bacteria, dys meaning messed up, biosis meaning bacteria. Dysbiosis is always lurking behind chronic degenerative diseases. And you don't have to have blatant SIBO, SIBO, small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, to be dealing with some of these problems. Nonetheless, if you've been diagnosed as such with SIBO, you're going to want to stay away from these kinds of sugars. The polyol sugars, the most famous of the polyol, all meaning alcohol, OL, is sorbitol, but there's other ones. There's mannitol, and there's xylitol, and there's erythritol. And by the way, erythritol, Dr. Drew, I don't know if you're listening. Dr. Drew is my longevity buddy. Some of you guys may know him. He's been on the program before. He asked me about erythritol. Erythritol is not quite as bad as sorbitol. A lot of people can handle erythritol. But nonetheless, if you experience digestive distress after erythritol or sorbitol or xylitol or any of these kinds of sugars, chances are you're dealing with SIBO and you want to go low FODMAPs. The most impressive high FODMAPs foods, the most dramatic of the high FODMAPs foods, are the mushy foods. Well, I should say mushy fruits and vegetables. Apples, apricots, pears, cherries are high FODMAPs. Coconut can be high FODMAPs. Mangoes, nectarines, peaches, vegetables, mushy vegetables like artichokes, asparagus. Well, asparagus isn't a mushy vegetable, but it is a high FODMAPs vegetable. Even celery can be a problem. I've said so many times when people tell me, they say, well, I'm gluten-free, but I still have digestive problems, but I'm gluten-free. Oh, this is another good one. But I stay away from the 10 bad foods. That just bugs me for some reason, these 10 bad foods. Yeah, they're bad foods, but celery can be a bad food for some people. Celery is a high FODMAPs food. So you could be eating celery and have digestive problems, and you'll say, well, but I'm gluten-free, and I only eat the 10, I stay away from the 10 bad foods. You can't do it that way, people. You got to see what your particular problems are, your particular food problems are. Onions can be a problem. Garlic can be a problem. Leeks can be a problem. Peas can be a problem. Cauliflower can be a problem. Now, these are all great foods, but for some people, they're not. These are all foods with high nutritional value, but for some people, they're problems. That's why you do a food diary. You do a food diary, and you see how you feel after you eat a food, and you chart it like you're a medical professional. If you go to the hospital, and you have a disease, a life-threatening health challenge, they chart. They write things down. You want to be your own doctor. You want to chart everything yourself. If you notice you feel uncomfortable after you're ingesting a certain food, that's a food you cut back on. And sometimes we don't know, or we don't remember. That's why writing things down is so important. Now, all this has to do with soluble fiber. Soluble fiber is the culprit when it comes to these, or one of the culprits when it comes to these kinds of foods. So soluble fiber is very important, but you just got to be careful. And, by the way, if you drink a lot of water with your soluble fiber, you may be able to mitigate some of these SIBO-associated problems, bloating and the gas and other digestive symptoms that might be experienced. Insoluble fiber, you don't have as much of a problem. Insoluble fiber speeds things up. However, as I said yesterday, if you start an insoluble fiber supplement program and you do too much, you can experience that same kind of problem. So you start slowly with insoluble fiber, especially flax seeds. All right. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. Dr. Keisha Gaither will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We'll get to your calls next segment. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we're back on The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls here in just a moment. Dr. Keisha Gaither will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk about pregnancy, healthy pregnancy, supplements for pregnancy, breast milk, and some of the things that you should and shouldn't do with Dr. Keisha Gaither, who is the Director of Perinatal Services at NYC Health. I also want to talk to you about fertility rates.
The whole fertility thing is kind of interesting. Fertility rates are dropping dramatically. In the United States, it was at a record low before the COVID pandemic began. In 2019, there were 58.3 births for every 1,000 women, which is down from 59 births in 2018. This was the fifth consecutive year that the fertility rate declined, and post-COVID, it's even worse. Jaw-dropping global crash. And this is a global issue from the BBC. Jaw-dropping global crash in children being born. It's all over the world. Kind of interesting. In animals, in animal studies, when animals are kept in small cages, packed close together, their fertility rates will drop as well. And it might be one of the ways nature protects itself when overpopulation is occurring. Maybe that is the case. Maybe it's just the fact that we've trashed our environment. Maybe it has to do with chronic long-term stress. There's so many of our chronic health challenges are due to the fact that our immune systems are suppressed because of chronic long-term stress. The immune system was designed to deal with, the stress management system was designed to deal with emergency stresses, not long-term chronic stresses. Long-term chronic stresses are a phenomenon of modern culture. And by modern culture, I'm talking about since perhaps hunter-gatherers began. So I'm not talking about necessarily the last 100 years, but it's just gotten worse. But living in closely packed quarters, which kind of began after our hunter-gatherer days 10,000 years ago when cities began, that's when we started to get these kinds of long-term stresses. Stresses that were due to relationships, and stresses that were due to government pressures, and stresses that were due to these days to credit card bills, and certainly pollution stresses, toxicity stresses, dietary stresses. We live in a stressed out society. That's why we have this problem with insomnia. Have you noticed how many pillow commercials there are out there and mattress commercials that are out there? Insomnia is an epidemic because we're all stressed out. I'm in the skin business. And one of the big problems with people, and we talked about this before, one of the big problems people experience with their skin is something called hyperpigmentation or melasma. And you can rest assured that hyperpigmentation and melasma are the end result of stress and stress chemistry. And if you're using hydroquinone and skin lighteners and you're not dealing with your stress issues, well, guess what? You're not going to be able to help your stress that much. And this psychic or psychological connection to disease is something that is not recognized even among alternative practitioners, unfortunately. Yeah, I'm a nutritionist. I love biochemistry and I love nutrition. But I'm telling you what, if you don't deal with your psychological health challenges, you cannot be fully healthy. And by the way, I just got an email today from a guy that I've been following for many years. His name is Stephen Sadler, and he's doing he's calling it a healing circle for folks who are dealing with COVID issues or cancer or depression or heart disease. He's doing what's called a healing circle on Zoom this Saturday. It's free. And if you're interested in attending, send me an email. Send an email to ben@ksco.com, and I will send you this link to his healing circle. He's a really cool spiritual counselor, and I've been following his work for many years. And it's this Saturday, June 12th. If you send me an email, ben@ksco.com, tell me you want to attend this event, I will send you a link to it, and it's free, and I highly recommend his work. His name is Stephen Sadler. He's not a doctor. Stephen Sadler. If you want to look him up, it's S-A-D-L-A-I-R. Stephen, S-A-D-L-A-I-R. A-I-R, Stephen Sadler, I guess you say it. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. Keisha Gaither will be with us at the bottom of the hour. Let me see if there's anything I want to finish up here. We'll continue talking about the thyroid and fiber and the relationship of fiber to the thyroid, especially insoluble fiber from flax seeds, and the benefits of insoluble fiber for the thyroid for folks who are dealing with autoimmune thyroiditis, whether it's hypothyroidism as in Hashimoto's disease or the absolutely hideous symptoms of hyperthyroidism, which is Graves' disease. If you are dealing or you know somebody who's dealing with Graves' disease, hyperthyroidism, please keep your thyroid. Please, please, please keep your thyroid. Don't let them take it out. There's so many thyroids removed. I think the number is like 50,000 thyroids a year are removed from people. It's unbelievably hideous. Or if they don't remove it, they'll radiate it. Or they'll you'll take a drug, they'll give you a drug, I forget the name of the drug, that poisons it. This is the craziest thing to me, to poison the thyroid, or to remove it, or to radiate it if you're dealing with hyperthyroidism. Please, have people listen to this program or do some research. Hyperthyroidism is not that difficult to deal with non-medically. It's not a reason to have your thyroid removed or radiated or toxed out. All right, 844-236-6010. Let's go to our friend Carl, the Truth Raider. Hey, Carl, what's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning, Benjamin. We got 10 seconds here. We got to hurry up.
No, you got 2 minutes. 2 minutes. I gave you 2 minutes today.
Well, not for me. Collagen recovery complex, one, and then the other thing I wanted to talk about, the drop in testosterone and other types of things like that for men.
What's more important? Collagen Recovery Complex, for the listeners, is my truth formulation for building collagen. I made it for the skin, but it's also great for nails. It's also great for post-surgical healing. And it's also great just for all as an all-around supplement, because collagen and connective tissue are the glue that holds the entire body together. Even the word collagen comes from the Greek word kola, which means glue. So go ahead, Truth Raider. What do you want to ask about it?
Yeah, just want to order another bottle of it, make sure you have enough of that, and I need to have some of that.
Got plenty of it.
Total healing. Ensure total healing. So I'll go to pharmacistben.com, brightsideben.com.
No, Truth Treatments, truthtreatments.com. That's a truth product. I know I've got a lot of companies, so it gets confusing. Now we're down to a minute, though. I like what you have to say, okay, but we always run out of time. What's going on?
Well, let's talk about this for a second. Let's talk about libido, testosterone levels being down, and so on and so forth. I don't know if I have that so much.
You probably do.
What's up and down?
Yeah, it's normal. It's a normal thing, unfortunately, in our culture. You know what the most important thing for building, for keeping your testosterone up as you get older? You know what the most important thing is? Deal with blood sugar and insulin, and I'll tell you why. And there's a lot of things to do. Exercise is important. Eating protein is important. A lot of things to do. Reducing cortisol is important. But here's why I think insulin and blood sugar are so key. Insulin is a growth substance like testosterone, and there's a lot of crossover between the effects of insulin and testosterone. As we get older, we become insulin resistant. And insulin resistance is one of the major bad guys when it comes to drops in libido and also drops in the effects of testosterone, muscle building, and the accumulation of body fat. So if you're gaining a little bit of fat around the middle, you know how you ever see people in high school, or you ever yourself, when you're in high school, you're thin and you're lean, and then all of a sudden you see them 20 years later, 30 years later, you look at yourself 20 years, you're not so lean, right? That's insulin resistance at work. That's the manifestation of insulin resistance. And you can see, it happens to everybody. It happens to right? We're all insulin resistance. All right, Carl, got to go, buddy. Thanks. Have a beautiful day, man. All right, that's it for now. Dr. Keisha Gaither will be with us in our next segment. We're going to be talking about how to have a healthy pregnancy with Dr. Keisha Gaither, Director of Perinatal Services, NYC Health.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Criminals may have stolen as much as half of the unemployment benefits the United States has been giving out over the past year. Blake Hall, CEO of ID.me, a service that tries to prevent this kind of fraud, is sounding the alarm. Unemployment fraud during the pandemic could easily reach $400 billion with a B. That's according to some estimates. And the bulk of the money likely ended up in the hands of foreign crime syndicates, making this not just theft, but a matter of national security. The Treasury Department declined to comment on these estimates. Several 2020 election workers will be deposed in court Thursday and Friday for election fraud litigation in Georgia. The election workers have been ordered to bring thumb drives used on election night, along with other electronic devices they used during 2020. The lawsuit alleges election workers violated state rules on the handling of mail-in ballots, thus enabling fraud and altering election outcomes. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This day in history. Flash, 1752. Benjamin Franklin flies a kite during a thunderstorm and collects ambient electrical charge in a Leyden jar, enabling him to demonstrate the connection between lightning and electricity. Flash, 1940. Norway surrenders to Nazi Germany after 2 months of fighting, and Italy declares war on France and Great Britain. Flash, 1692, Salem Village in the Massachusetts Bay Colony. Bridget Bishop, the first colonist to be tried in the Salem witch trials, is hanged after being found guilty of the practice of witchcraft. Flash, 1968.
But now the war has become enormously expensive to him. He's had to almost fully mobilize his country in a major national effort, in addition to sending his best troops and leadership to the South and supplying them, which has been major undertaking. He's had to establish a large and sophisticated air defense system to counter our air campaign. He's had to mobilize a great number of men to keep his transportation system operative. Despite the fact that we've had pressure on the enemy for slightly over 1 year and the major effort by North Vietnam, he has nothing to show for his investment. He has not won a single significant victory in the South during the last 1.5 years.
At a Saigon news conference on the day he is to turn over command of U.S. forces in Vietnam to another general, General William Westmoreland offers his assessment of past and current trends in the war. I'm Lance Prine. This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On the Bright Side, I'm Pharmacist Ben, and thanks for joining us. We're on air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central, and 24-7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. If you miss a program or want to review a subject, they're all archived with a search engine. We've got 10 years plus of archived information. Let me think here. Almost 11 years of archived information at brightsideben.com with a search engine. And also you'll find the longevity products at brightsideben.com as well as pharmacistben.com, my blog, and criticalhealthnews.com, where we keep our videos as well as interviews and blog posts and news stories. We've got all kinds of good health information on all our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com, as well as the longevity products and the Join the Team link that you can click on if you want to start a longevity business. You can also call 866-735-2470 for more information. And also, please check out our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated by myself in my compounding pharmacy. I had a compounding pharmacy for many years where I help folks deal with skin health issues, a compounding pharmacy where we specialized only in the skin.
and I developed some very interesting strategies for creating for topical products, cosmetic products that actually were healing products. You could find out all about our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com and check out our 2,000 now 4- and 5-star reviews at truthreviewed.com. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, silicone, vegetable oil, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our 100% active and functional Truth Skin Health products. You can find them at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All right, I am psyched to talk to our guest, Dr. Keisha Gaither, Director of Perinatal Services at NYC Health. She's an advocate for pregnant women, and she's got a lot of really interesting things to say about maintaining a healthy pregnancy. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Dr. Keisha Gaither. Hello, Dr. Gaither. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you? Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being on, and thank you for the wonderful work you're doing with pregnant women. There's so, you know, being pregnant is like an art and a science. You can't just get pregnant and assume that you're going to have a healthy baby, right? There's things you have to do.
That is true.
And there's things you have to understand. And so I know you talk a lot about nutrition. I've heard you talk about breast milk. I've heard you talk about things to avoid. What do you think the number one thing, if there was a number one thing, I know there's probably a lot of things, but if there's a number one thing that you want to share with women who are pregnant or thinking about getting pregnant in order to maintain a healthy pregnancy, what would that be?
I would probably say to start prenatal supplementation at least 3 months prior to conceiving. And by that, I would recommend folic acid supplementation as well as vitamin D.
And what's your take on fats? Like essential fatty acids, saturated fats,
omegas,
bad fats? Yeah.
Omegas are particularly good specifically for fetal brain development. So that would be one of the things that I would definitely recommend.
And how about your take on the microbiome, on gut bacteria?
Well, you know, when you really look at things, your gut is your brain. So what happens in the gut kind of precludes to what happens in the rest of the body. And I think that that's a whole branch of science that I think we need to explore a lot more of. And I think once we have a full understanding of what happens in the gut shows up in the body, I think, you know, there will be a new type of viewing on medicine and how what we eat affects how, you know, how our body functions and how we live.
Do you think, you probably know this, that there's these increasing rates of peanut allergies in kids and gluten intolerances in children. Do you think that has anything to do with in utero development?
I can't answer that. I don't know. But
have
I don't
you heard
know.
Of, have you heard about this?
I have heard about it. I've heard about it, but to say that, you know, I have any experience with that or have any research, you know, concerning that or, you know, I have not.
Okay. I've heard you say, and I agree with you, that alcohol is a problem. So
yes.
What about wine? Does that fall into the same category? Is it all alcohol
Absolutely.
Drink?
Any alcoholic beverage, alcoholism is the primary risk factor for preventable, mental delay and abnormalities in the developing fetus. There is such a thing called fetal alcohol syndrome, which consists of a triad of things, certainly abnormal facial development, growth restriction, as well as its impact upon the developing baby's brain. So those babies tend to have mental delay, you know, depending on how much alcohol is imbibed will determine how much their mental delay is impacted.
Do you think that that's a cultural problem that is significant enough that it's affecting the entire society?
To a certain extent, yes. I do think that there has been information out there to the extent that women are aware of that. Now, whether or not that's worldwide or not, certainly in the United States, I'm aware that fetal alcohol syndrome has been discussed. It's, you know, on social media. It's readily, the information on it is readily available.
What do you, I know you're, and I, both of us are big proponents of breast milk. I think it's like the most powerful substance a human being can ingest, not even just for babies, but for everybody, really. What do you say to people who, to women who can't breastfeed, or is it Are there formulas and other strategies that are not natural, if you will, that can somehow duplicate breast milk, in your opinion?
Well, you know, there are breast banks, breast milk banks, where mothers can get breast milk if they can't breastfeed for whatever reason. That's always an option. And then there are formularies out there that, you know, try and simulate breast milk to the best of its ability. Certainly, you know, nothing is going to be equitable to mother's milk, but there are things out there that simulate it to the best of its ability.
So how long do you think babies should breastfeed for? Do you have an opinion on that?
I would say at least up to six months to a year. But, you know, all of that depends on mother's availability, you know, and her ability to breastfeed. You know, some moms have to go back to work, you know, within a certain period of time. So that kind of obviates their ability to effectively and continuously breastfeed.
How about on the other extreme? Can you breastfeed too long, or could that be a problem?
Well, I don't know necessarily that quote unquote breastfeeding too long. Certainly you don't want a 6 or 8 year old still breastfeeding. But I think within the first year of life, I think that's a reasonable amount of time. Certainly there are cultures and countries where breastfeeding is extended past that time.
Well, in your opinion, what is it about breast milk that makes it so significantly important and so significantly better than formula or artificial breast milk?
Well, what's great is the body is smart, and whatever germs, per se, mother has experienced, mother develops antibodies. And these antibodies get into the breast milk, so they protect baby. So there is a passive
immunity
type of protection from mom to baby.
All right, so we got to take a break, Dr. Gaither. When we come back, let's talk about COVID and pregnancy. I know you have a lot to say about that. Dr. Keisha Gaither is with us, Director of Perinatal Services at NYC Health. More with Dr. Gaither on the Bright Side right after this.
Ed Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who understands how important the B-complex of vitamins is for maintaining a healthy heart. That's why he drinks Pollen Burst from Longevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
Pollen Burst has got the B vitamins in there. The B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of food. The B vitamins work on the brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. When it comes to heart disease, we got 600,000 people in this country who die of heart disease every year. Some 64 million Americans have some form of heart disease. The B vitamins, a nickel's worth of B vitamins every day, is the most powerful nutritional way to protect yourself from heart disease.
To feed your heart the nutrients it needs for good health, order Longevity's Pollen Burst by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. We're talking to Dr. Keisha Gaither, MD, Director of Perinatal Services at NYC Health. Dr. Gaither, I know you talk a lot about COVID, and I definitely want to get into that. But before we do, you're an OBGYN, so you maybe you don't have an opinion on this or thoughts about this. But what do you think about this jaw-dropping global crash in children being born? That's according to the BBC, fertility rates dropping. Any take on that?
Well, there are a number of things. You know, I think to an extent women are delaying their childbearing for a career or other things that they might want to pursue prior to having a child. I think to some extent our environment and the things that we utilize to, say, like plastics and so forth to, you know, have food in like bottles or plastic for water or for whatever you want to hold, you know, food items in. I think certain cleaning materials, all of these things contain chemicals, which I feel have an impact on, you know, our gonads, you know, and ultimately impacting our fertility. So I think it might be a combination of, you know, something extrinsic, like what's in the environment, it compared and contrasted to what, you know, women are currently doing. A lot of ladies are, you know, delaying their childbearing or opting not to even have a child and just adopting.
Have you noticed an increase in intersex babies?
No, I can't say that I have.
Okay. All right. So you talk a lot about COVID and COVID in pregnancy.
Right.
So tell us a little bit about that and what your take is on that.
Well, you know, when you become pregnant, your body is pretty smart. Your immunity becomes depressed, okay, because there is now another little life in you. But when you really think about it, that life is seen as foreign. So in order for the fetus to thrive and survive, your body depresses the immunity. Okay. Now along comes COVID. COVID, you know, is a nasty little player that likes those bodies which, you know, have to some degree, for whatever reason, immune suppression.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you become pregnant, and particularly if you become pregnant and you have diabetes that's uncontrolled, you know, that's like a bullseye for COVID. So for those women that are pregnant, I think it's important for you to recognize that you're immunodepressed.
I think it's important for you to try and do those things which will help to boost your immunity. One of those things that is relatively inexpensive is to take vitamin D.
To take it orally.
Yes.
To take oral,
yes.
Oral vitamin D as opposed to the sun?
Oral vitamin D, right. And, well, I mean, you know, a lot of people have been, you know, in the house out of the sun, so
mm-hmm.
your vitamin D is made in your skin in conjunction with sunlight. So, you know, for those people who have been in the house, you know, it is automatically assumed that your vitamin D is going to be lowered. If you are a person of color, in addition, your vitamin D is going to be lower because melanin impacts the genesis of vitamin D. So with that being said, I think it's important for, you know, women who are pregnant and others to have their vitamin D levels checked. You can ask your physician to do that, or you can, you know, there's a great website called thepowerofd.org. You can go on there and you can learn a lot of information about, you know, various vitamins, their deficiencies, as well as to get a kit. You want to have a level of 40 to 80 nanograms per milliliter. And, you know, vitamin D has a whole host of positive functions for the body. Certainly, if you're pregnant, it helps in bone development. It helps in mentation. You know, it's been known that, you know, women that have, or people in general that have issues with depression, there, you know, there's a correlation between that and vitamin D deficiency. Vitamin D is certainly, excuse me, like I said, important for boosting immunity. And if you're pregnant, vitamin D deficiency is correlated with an increased risk of preterm labor. So, you know, it has a really all-around positive impact if you're taking it while you're pregnant, not only for you, but your baby, and as well as helping to prevent the incidence of preterm labor.
So black mothers have a higher risk of dying from pregnancy than white mothers. Do you think that has something to do with melanin and vitamin D, with darker skin and vitamin D, or lower vitamin D?
I think that particular outcome of poor perinatal outcomes in women of color, I think that's a multifactorial issue. Certainly nutrition plays a part of it, a very small part. But not per se that it is a huge contributing factor to what we're seeing.
Do you, so in your practice, when you see women, pregnant women, have you noticed vitamin D deficiencies are common?
Yes.
Interesting.
So every person that walks into my office now, keep in mind, you know, I am at New York City Health and Hospitals, Lincoln in the Bronx. So the majority of the demographic that I serve are women of color. So anyone that comes to see me, they're going to have their vitamin D levels checked anyway. So is there a high preponderance of vitamin D deficiency? Yes. The other thing that I find interesting as well is those mothers who have psychiatric disorders, they seem to have the severest vitamin D deficiencies.
Oh, well, that's interesting.
So,
is that that's causative, or is that an end result?
I think it's causative. I think it has a causative. I think it precludes to a causative event.
Very interesting.
So, you know, like I said, every mother that comes to see me, you're going to get your vitamin D level checked. You know, vitamin D also has some great cardiovascular effects as well. So right. For my hypertensives, you know, it's very beneficial as well.
Are most of your patients of color?
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes,
and so
I would say 98% of who I see are, you know, either women from the African diaspora or from Latinx countries. So that's the majority of the types of patients that I contend with.
And socioeconomic status?
For the most part, lower socioeconomic status. But, you know, we do have a sprinkling of moderate to upper, so.
And
for the most part, it's predominantly lower. Mm-hmm.
Aside from prenatal supplements, do you suggest or recommend or encourage patients to work with supplements after post-pregnancy and just as part of their daily lives, even when they're not pregnant?
Yeah. Yes, I do. Absolutely.
Interesting. Absolutely. And do you get good results? Do you notice changes? Changes in blood pressure or changes in other metrics?
I think that certainly with vitamin D supplementation and calcium, yeah, I do think that there is a difference in blood pressure and cardiovascular health. Absolutely.
Do you have a take on, I know you mentioned vitamin D a lot with the heart and with calcium. Do you have a take on vitamin K?
Vitamin K, you know, you can get in your green leafy vegetables. For the most part, I don't have, I can't say that I have any patients that have significant vitamin K abnormalities. One of the tests that I usually do is vitamin K. If a patient comes in with, say, hyperemesis gravidarum, you know, vitamin K deficiency.
In other words, nausea. Women, you're talking about morning sickness and nausea. Is that what you mean?
Well, it's a more severe form of that. Hyperemesis gravidarum is, yes, vomiting in pregnancy, but to the point where it causes electrolyte abnormalities and can cause, you know, renal insufficiency, can cause some neurologic disorders. So it's more protracted than, quote unquote, nausea and vomiting in pregnancy. But one thing that I do encourage and promote is to assess vitamin K levels in that particular subset of patients, because it can be, you know, hyperemesis can be associated with vitamin K deficiencies. And there's a particular, you know, perinatal outcome. You know, babies can get, you know, strokes and blood clots and, you know, subdural hematomas, you know, if mother is vitamin K deficient, specifically from all of this protracted, you know, hyperemesis.
Is there a cutoff point for diagnosing that, or is it more subtle, like normal morning sickness versus gravidus versus the serious type?
When you say a cutoff point, you mean as far as gestational age?
No, as far as diagnosis. But you know what? We're out of time. Can you hang on the line? Do you mind hanging on the line, Dr. Gaither?
Sure.
Dr. Gaither, okay, great. That was Dr. Keisha Gaither. Thanks for being on, by the way, Dr. Gaither. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Dr. Keisha
Gaither, Director of Perinatal Services at NYC Health. And that's all the time we have for today on The Bright Side. Thanks for listening, friends. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470, or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.